One of their music now is Maltese Melody in the Herb Alpert Tijuana Brass edition. Here too on this day when love is or should be everywhere, St. Valentine's Day, and to make sure that it is, the next thing to fill our air is Love Grows, new from the Edison Lighthouse, not to be confused with a group just known as The Lighthouse.
She ain't got the money, clothes are kind of funny, her hair is kind of wild and free.
Oh, for love grows, where my road there it goes.
Oh,
but love grows where my rosemary goes, and
question. A question for you monitor motorists now. Do you know why so many people have trouble driving up even a slight incline when the roads are icy? Well, I'll tell you why. It's because they wait until they get onto the incline before they accelerate. This causes the wheels to spin and slip, may even cause a skid. Now, the right thing to do is to accelerate before you get onto the incline, then maintain a steady pressure on the gas pedal. Now, more do's and don'ts for drivers.
Hi, this is Al Capp for State Farm Mutual. I know a guy who really shouldn't have a driver's license. His eyes are so bad that when he has an eye examination, the doctor reads the eye chart to him and he answers true or false. Nonetheless, in his state, he could renew his driver's license by mail and drive in those demolition derbies we call freeways long after his eyes went bad. Thank heavens, the National Highway Safety Bureau and the states are working on a plan to get dangerous drivers like my friend in for periodic re-examinations. State Farm thinks the plan's good. I think we should all support it, even though, fortunately, my nearsighted friend no longer has his driver's license. He went to a protest meeting and accidentally burned it instead of his draft card.
For your car, your home, your life, and your health, State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Not easy to find a rhyme for Garagiola, so our Valentine to monitor's ace sportsman is simply, "What ho, Joe, what do you know?"
Since it's against the law to read other people's mail, I don't know exactly what Valentines were received by people in sports today, but I thought I might speculate on some of the possibilities. Maybe Jimmy Ellis got one this morning that said, "Roses are red and violets are blue, and Monday night I'm going to whip you. The road to success is a long, long ramp, so starting next week, you can call me champ." Signed, Joe Frazier. In return, Frazier might have found one from Ellis in his mailbox, which said, "A guy I worked for once said to me, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Now I'm prepared to step one more rung, and you, my friend, prepare to get stung." At the office of the baseball commissioner came one of those cards that are described as comic Valentines, even though they aren't always very comical. Now, this one contained a poem that read, "The reserve clause gives me heartburn. Getting traded boils my blood. All I'll sign is this Valentine, your former friend, Kurt Flood." In St. Louis, Flood got one back which said, "I send you the answer to a well-known question. What is so rare as a day in June? The answer is a contract without a reserve clause. Respectfully yours, Bowie Kuhn." A couple of weeks ago at the New York Baseball Writers' Dinner, there was a parody sung which might very well be the theme for a Valentine for our Minnesota Twins owner, Calvin Griffith, from ex-manager Billy Martin. Just imagine Mr. Griffith opening an envelope and finding a card with a big but broken red heart and inside the phrase, "Sure as God made little green apples, I won't manage in Minneapolis in the summertime." Or just imagine Oscar Robertson opening up a card this morning that reads, "By Valentine's Day, as I've said before, I thought you'd be playing for Baltimore. But the terms of your contract have left me woozy, and I'm happy you stayed. Signed, Coach Bob Cousy." And then picture Oscar running down to the corner stationery store to send one back saying, "Don't be too happy because I stayed. It's just that I didn't like that trade. Next Valentine's Day, unless I'm batty, I won't be playing for Cincinnati." You know, in the world of poetry, this whole show will probably go down in history as the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. This is Joe Garagiola from Monitor Sports.
Just for those who may not be up on their history, the first St. Valentine's Day Massacre took place in a Chicago garage when one mob of hoods presented another mob of hoods, not poetry, but bullets. As for Joe's poetry, who am I to contradict an old friend? Actually, some of it was very clever, especially that last bit about Oscar Robertson.
Worked all morning, feeling low. Need some get-up, need some go. Get the greatest show on earth. Sit right down and get your Campbell's worth.
Get your Campbell's worth of chicken with rice soup at lunch. Best parts of the chicken, a shower of rice and two chicken stocks for extra flavor. All for about 7 cents a 7-ounce serving.
Sit right down and get your Campbell's worth. And get your Campbell's worth.
We're on our way through St. Valentine's Day, and having just discovered that one of our NBC stations, WKRZ Oil City, Pennsylvania, is celebrating its 24th anniversary today, we say happy birthday to the whole gang there from all of us here on the Monitor Beacon.
If your sons and daughters are growing up to be taller than you are, that's just about normal. If they have ideas about helping America achieve a better society with more opportunities, well, that's today's way, too. Over 7 million of today's young people are now in our colleges and universities, triple the number of 15 years ago. But tuitions aren't paying their way. The fact is, tuition today pays only about one-third of what it costs a college to educate a student. Colleges and universities must keep moving ahead if our young people are to move ahead. To do it, they're spending billions, and the amount is increasing annually. New classrooms, dorms, labs, libraries are only part of the bill. Expanding faculties, adding new courses are even more important. The Council for Financial Aid to Education reminds you that higher education needs help in voluntary contributions, monies that will help pay the bills tuitions don't cover. Give to the college of your choice.
WNBC, New York.
Gene Rayburn again, and here's a Monitor pick of the week for you. It's new, it's from Dusty Springfield, and it's titled Silly, Silly Fool.
Acid, bubbles, too much work, tension, food. Almost anything can cause stomach upset, acid indigestion.
Will somebody turn off the bubble machine?
Simple antacids can't, but Digel can. Digel has the extra action of a unique ingredient, simethicone, to relieve the pressure caused by gas, bubbles, trapped in your digestive system. Next time your stomach needs help.
Will somebody turn off the bubble machine?
Digel can. It takes the acid and the gas out of acid indigestion. When you eat too well, demand Digel, D-I-G-E-L, tablets or liquid. It really works.
Did you know there are two leading brands of aspirin? St. Joseph aspirin is one of them. St. Joseph is pure, full-strength aspirin, just as effective as the other brand.
Very interesting, since the other brand usually costs more.
That's one less headache you get when you specify St. Joseph aspirin.
You know, one of the major causes of headaches is worry. And for many years, lots of people have looked for help to Dr. George Crane, who holds a Ph.D. as well as a medical degree, and whose column, The Worry Clinic, is syndicated in 300 newspapers. We're not particularly worried today since it's a most pleasant holiday, St. Valentine's Day, but we thought you might want to hear some appropriate advice from the doctor who's talking with Jim Gerard.
Let's talk about love today, Doctor. How do we know when we're in love?
Oh, thank you, Jim. That is one of the puzzling things that causes about 50% of young people who marry in the teens to end in the divorce court before their fifth wedding anniversary. And the reason is they have confused what we call physical magnetism or sexual infatuation with what is true love that abides and lasts through your golden wedding anniversary. And the confusion is very natural because both of them give you butterflies in your tummy and you feel ecstatic and exhilarated and you just are all upset when the telephone rings and you think it's your sweetheart on the other end of the line. But the distinguishing mark between infatuation and the true love is the fact that in true love, you're most interested in the future welfare of the other person. Whereas in infatuation, you're concerned and concentrating on your own selfish enjoyments.
Well, I know you've inaugurated a scientific marriage foundation that has been most successful.
Yes, Jim, and we have only 11 known divorces out of over 10,000 apparently happily married people, which means that our divorce rate is 250 times less than that of the population at large where the men and women do their own choosing. And we use the electrical machine, the computer machine, and match them up on 10 basic counts. Then we introduce them, and from there on, they are supposed to develop their own romance because we have put a solid foundation under any possible romantic career that may evolve. And that's the reason why, apparently, our divorce rate is so low.
I know that in your columns, too, you have a way of getting after the wives. You tell them, serve a little more cheesecake, Mother.
Yes, as I've warned these women, just because you get a man's name on a dotted line in a wedding ceremony doesn't mean 5, 10, or 20 years later that he's going to be wildly excited about you unless you revive or reincite that love, because emotions are not subject to future promising. For instance, Jim, you might say tomorrow at 12 o'clock you'd be frothing at the mouth in rage, and your secretary tomorrow noon might remind you that you told Dr. Crane you'd be frothing at the mouth in rage today. But just because you're reminded, you cannot be enraged, because emotions are not subject to willpower or voluntary control. And emotions include love as well as grief and rage. And because we promise to love doesn't mean that we're going to love our wife tomorrow or next day unless she evokes or reincites that love. And a lot of women forget that. They think because we men made a promise 10 years ago that they can just coast, go along, become fat and rather stodgy, waddling walruses, as I taught them sometimes, and that we will still be just as enamored of them as they were when they were silk-like, perfumed, and, attractive date bait. And we must remember very definitely, too, and you girls should keep this entrenched in your mind, that a paramour doesn't win your husband away from you because she prepares better roast beef in the dining room, but she prepares more attractive cheesecake in the boudoir. And that's where most of these wives make their mistake. That is, the wives that end up in divorce.
Our special guest, Dr. George Crane, syndicated columnist, Ph.D. and M.D. This is Jim Gerard for NBC Monitor.
Cooking cheesecake in the boudoir, huh? Now hold just a cotton-picking minute there, Doctor. In the interest of fair play and to forestall a deluge of mail and or phone calls from furious females, I think we ought to add that what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander, too. A fat, sloppy, unattractive husband isn't going to inspire a wife to want to inspire him. So shape up, everybody. Now, take a memo about Monday night. Monday night is the night of the Frazier Ellis Heavyweight Championship fight. And here's another memo. Next time you pull into your favorite service station, remember to ask for the most powerful 1-2 punch in car care today. STP oil treatment and STP gasoline treatment. Products the world's greatest race drivers use to keep their engines running racer sharp. And fight fans, STP will bring you the exciting blow-by-blow coverage of the championship Frazier Ellis fight Monday night. Check your local paper for time and station.
And next on Monitor, moving to the center of the ring, wearing purple trunks, weighing whatever he weighs.
Wise men say, I can't help falling in love.
no doing the hollering there. Say, this is the time of the year when many people, the foresighted ones, start preparing for the outdoor season by trying to get into some semblance of shape, either by dieting or exercise or both. Well, if the exercise you select is jogging, it's a good idea to check it out with your physician beforehand, even if you're as young as 25. It might just not be right for you. While you're at it, check your diet with him, too. And while we're in the body beautiful area, how about your skin, You know, they say beauty is only skin deep, but that can be pretty important, especially now when wind and weather tend to rob your skin of natural oils. You can improve that situation with Capri Foaming Bath Oil. Capri's coconut oil base softens and smooths your skin. Capri's foaming action conditions even hard water, never leaves a tub ring. Get Capri Foaming Bath Oil by the makers of Capri Shampoo Concentrate, both with the Good Housekeeping Guarantee seal.
Right now, American Motors is holding its annual red, white, and blue sale on special Rebels, Javelins, and Ambassadors. They come with options like power steering, power brakes, a V8 engine, and automatic transmission. And some models even come with vinyl tops and corduroy interiors. During this sale, every special model lists for $300 less than comparably equipped non-sale models. But prices at your American Motors dealer aren't high to begin with, so imagine what they must be now.
A brief pause now for Monitor, which is heard in southern New England on the news and information station WJAR Providence. Gene Rayburn back shortly.
Love is all and love's the key for Valentine's Day on NBC. Stay tuned to Monitor 1970.
Spring will be here before you know it. But one thing that may cloud up a sunny springtime is the April 15th deadline for filing your federal income tax return. You can eliminate that gloom by starting to work on your tax return now. Then you won't find yourself wondering on April 15th if you can get your return done on time. Play it smart. Avoid the mistakes and carelessness that often come from being rushed. Take a good look at your new tax form and read the tax instructions carefully. Then pull out your canceled checks, receipts, and other financial papers, including last year's return. Good records and plenty of lead time can help guarantee an accurate and complete tax return. You'll have time to determine your tax deductions and to figure your lowest possible tax. Keep spring bright. Do your tax return early, suggests the Internal Revenue Service.
WNBC, New York.